as we come to the close of Jesus' Beatitudes in Luke, we begin again breathing in the heart, feeling the arms of holy wisdom welcoming all the voices inside us. Like the stories of holy wisdom in the Bible, Jesus brought into his own company all sorts of people, easy people, difficult people, rich and poor. He fed them, healed them, welcomed them all. If their own trust in sacred unity, in the one being that includes us all, were strong enough, then healing happened, and any inner splits, divisions within them, were repaired. So this process is a lifelong process. It's not a matter of washing, purifying our being so that no dark places remain. In the Aramaic way of looking, which is like the old Hebrew, darkness is part of creation. What we don't know about our inner selves may be just as important as what we do know. And as Jesus says in Matthew, wisdom is justified by all of her children. Those that remain in darkness, those that are in the light, that is, those we know, those we don't know. So in this body prayer, we breathe in the Aramaic word hesucha, the darkness, what we don't know yet about ourselves. And we breathe out the word nuchra, what we do now know about our inner being. As we breathe in hesucha, and as we breathe out nuchra, we feel this inner dance of darkness and light within us as the dance of creation. Light and dark, dark and light, knowing and unknowing, are necessary for life to continue within us. Amen.